I don't know.
I'm going to have
to. You're going to get your glasses?
Yeah, I can't do it.
All right. too I want to talk about something real quick before we start in Bible study. And that's the idea of a Seder. We don't go to church, we are the church. And the Seder is the place where you're exhorted, you have total transparency, you're totally open. And so the whole idea of the way the reason I'm saying this is this morning Bible study doesn't replace the Seder. I'm speaking mainly to Mr. Jeff.
I don't understand the lead in here.
Well,
I'm confused.
The only thing that you tend to discuss things and stuff with me and with sometimes Pete, the place to discuss and for vulnerability, etc., is in the Seder group.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. That's the reason I brought this up. Okay? Did you get your glasses?
Yep.
All right. We've got just a couple, few more scriptures and psalms about hell, and then we'll be done with hell. I hope forever. So let's go to Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Where are you? There you are. Start in verse 4. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them. Let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. Now, that's pretty heavy duty. This is... Just think of the numbers, the number of people that physically, in his presence, betrayed Christ. And this is really, so the same thing happened to David, but it was a forerunner of the betrayal of Christ. How many of the priests decided that they would believe on his name, but they didn't come to him because they were afraid? The Nicodemus, But anyway, it's interesting that here in this psalm, he doesn't say forgive them. He says send them to hell. Now, as Son of Man, that's his response. As Son of God, he says forgive them. Understand? All right, let's go to Psalm 86.
What was the last verse?
We read through verse 15.
What does that have to do with us? What does this have to do with us?
Well, it's with us. It's still Christ in you, the prayer, and then sometimes what you would desire. That's, you know.
No, I just wanted to hear you say it.
Oh, okay. Psalm 86.
Just
86. Well, let's start in. I would like to read all these, but we don't have time. Let's start in verse 6. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy faith and thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. The lowest hell is an interesting phrase. But I think it, remember, the normal word for hell is, in Hebrew, is Sheol. In Greek, it's Gehenna. Sometimes, a few times, Hades, but Hades and Gehenna are the same. But there's one place in 2 Peter we studied where it's Tartaru, and that's where the fallen angels were sent. And I'm not sure I understand. Well, I do understand. It's because they are not human.
This one here is Sheol.
This
one here, my little note says this one is Sheol.
Yeah, I know, but it says lowest hell.
Yeah.
Sheol is the name of all of it, all of the levels of hell. Now, I'm not going to start. I still think the homework for everybody should read Dante's Inferno, because that's the seven levels of hell, supposedly. Oh, you're doing something, Gary.
Just an incredible realm of thought, the variations of hell, and it can get very intense.
Let's go to Psalm 116. Now we're in the Hallel.
We went to Mardi Gras on an evangelistic mission once when I was across the nations, and that's where my mind goes, thinking about this, the various levels of hell that were seen in some of the people there. It was unbelievable.
It's looking like all of America is starting to look like Mardi Gras. All right, 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me or surrounded me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. You know, I had a pretty easy life before I was a believer. But all kinds of crap has happened to me since. And, you know, I can't possibly relate to, you know, the depth of that scripture. But, I mean, I'm getting close to being able to relate to it. Anyway, let's go to Psalm 139.
The lower levels of hell, is that what you're talking about?
Well, just hell itself.
Just plain old hell.
Psalm 139. My favorite psalm in all the world. Let's start in verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and in mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassed or surrounded my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For lo, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, darkness hideth not from thee, but night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. We can't possibly understand the depth of his salvation and how every possible issue is dealt with. That's why this, by one offering, you have been perfected forever, is so incredible. It covers all bases. It covers all niches and corners and hidden places. I'm gonna finish reading it. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth it right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them? If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked one, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Let's look at that one in 1 Peter chapter 4. Who shall give account to him?
Four, five.
Who shall give account to them, to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was, is, and will be the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. For this cause is the gospel preached also to them that are dead. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. How complete is our salvation? That's what I talked about last night, about what contentment means. It's that no matter what state of being you're in, you know. Exactly as it should be. Amen?
Amen. I was experiencing that last night. I got weirded out about some stuff. I just weirded out. But that state wasn't apart from God. It was just a state. And God was still God. So I was still weirded out, but I knew that. That meant everything, to the fact it was great. So whatever, and this wasn't intense, it was mild in the scheme of things, so to speak. But the message is clear.
But it has to have still, this is why this thing was so important with me, and I'm not in any way denigrating anything. But when I was in that, just a ball of pain, lying on my own feces and urine, and the words came out of my mouth, forgive me for wanting to be delivered from pain. And that's sort of what you said, forgive me, even if I wanted to be delivered from this.
Yeah.
It's,
no, your situation was much more dire than
but it's the same concept,
it's
the same
thing,
order.
It's like that's a lower level of hell.
Yeah.
Basically, what we talk about that.
Let's go to one more verse and then we'll stop and we'll start on studying sparrows tomorrow. All right, 1 Corinthians 15. Where did this come from?
Probably Matt.
No, it's I think Jackie gave it. It's a, some it's from Babylon.
It's like you stare at it and it becomes something.
It was some of the stuff that was recovered in Iraq about it's really during the time of Nimrod. So, anyhow. 1 Corinthians 15. Start in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed or transfigured. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed or transfigured. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Now the word grave there is Hades. O hell, where is thy victory? It's not just the grave, it's hell, where is thy victory? All right, that's, anybody have a better understanding of hell? It's for sure you don't want to go there.
Where are we in Luke?
Luke 12, verse 5. All that was about hell. That's the first time hell was mentioned, but I, or that we studied it.
It's like the takeaway, though, is even if you are there, knowing that God is still God.
And he's still preaching the gospel.
Yeah, there's just something really powerful about that. That way you're not left in hell alone.
That's why all the scriptures are about, I will not leave thee in hell.
Yeah.
But it's
but can you be content? I mean, it plays off of last night. It's only if you know that is there a possibility.
Yeah, if you know... If you know that you know that you know, and this is the whole knowing, but it's knowing, it's not just knowing, in, it's knowing that Jesus Christ is in you. Prove your own self. No, you're not your own selves. All that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. It's tautological then. If you don't know that Jesus Christ is in you, you can't repent. That's the meaning of reprobate. Because you can't repent spiritually. The biblical meaning of repent is because there's nothing there. If you abandon yourself, then you're then what? But if you know that you know that you know that your life is Christ.
Yeah, and when he died, where did he go? He went to hell. He preached.
Well, we don't have any idea. We don't really know, but we know the one thing we are certain of is that in that 3-day period that we really don't know, we can only speculate. It was the worst possible thing that we could imagine with her. It's every horror movie times an order of magnitude. And it would have been child's play for him to have used his power as Son of God. But he had to give that up. The mind of Christ was always emptied. So he had to be, his only weapon was obedience. And if that's your only weapon, if that emptying is that then the mind of Christ it has to, we have to see it. It has to cover all things. If it covered the incredible mind-bending test in hell, then you can trust him to let the mind of Christ be in you, the emptying you, the total vacuum, and be at peace and certainty and know that you know and all the other things we talk about. Otherwise, you just, you know, you're whipped around like a tetherball or something. Amen?
Amen.
Any other thoughts about hell?
I have one more. Nobody else wants to
go ahead. Come forward, Harry.
I believe this, that in death,
and your mind. That's part of the flesh.
There's nothing, it's gone, and somehow I assume in death there's a realization of that, assuming there's some part of you, which there obviously is, or Christ wouldn't be going to hell preaching. So it's almost like there's an advantage there, because the flesh is what prevents us from hearing protects itself by all means. But in hell, that wouldn't be your state. So perhaps, and I hope, that those who have not heard or did but didn't respond, in hell, it might be a different state where there would be a response to the gospel. And that would be God's mercy and grace extended as far as he can go.
When I wrote that book back in 76, they left out a lot, but one of the things in there was I wrote a based on a discussion that we had in one of the interviews, I wrote it. I think it was Johnny Garcia. Anyway, we wrote this, what hell would be to, and hell would be an eternity spent in self-seeking with an accusing heart.
Yeah.
So the idea of, and that's all your inner being does, or your mind, is it accuses you. That's what it does. Unless you're psychopathic, then it's all the positive. But it's both accusing, because you can never get what you think you want. You always fall short. So you're always in a state of poverty, but you, instead of seeing that, you come up with a new plan.
Yeah, when your dreams come true, you say, well, shit, this isn't working. So you get a new dream to chase.
There's that song that I think it came from a Broadway play about, is this all it is or something like that? I can't remember. Anyhow, anybody else? All right. Tomorrow we go to Swallows. We go from hell to Swallows. No, I mean, not Swallows. What are these little birds?
No.
Huh?
Sparrows.
Sparrows. Take it, big guy.
Parrots.